Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply autobiography. Autobiography. Go to visit your local library and you'll see a building filled with books from top to bottom, and they're all outlined by categories. You can walk in one area and you'll see books based on history. You go into another area, you see science fiction and then general fiction. There are medical books and there are legal books, and then you've got a section for biographies. These are stories written about historical figures. You've got another section about autobiographies, and an autobiography is simply a book where the main character and the author are one and the same. It's a book that you would write about yourself. It's your own personal life story. And autobiographies are amongst some of the most popular books on the shelves. They become the best sellers. They're the ones everybody wants to read because this is an individual's account of his or her own life. In business, my friends, autobiographies also have a relevance because every day we are writing our autobiographies. Every professional across the country is writing his or her autobiography every day. Now, that doesn't mean that you've hired a publicist. It doesn't mean that you've got a book deal pending. It doesn't even mean that the book is going to be in hardback or softback, but yet it's written nonetheless. It is what you believe about you that's going to determine how high you rise. And by that token, my friends, it's important for us to recognize what chapters of our autobiography are most important. Don't you recognize that people are reading you every day? They're looking at the book that you've written. They're finding out what you think about yourself based on your actions, and your autobiography is going to determine how far you go and how high and how much you achieve and accomplish. Let's outline the four chapters that you should consider to enhance in your autobiography. The first chapter is the one relating to your attitude. Yes, my friends, attitude is simply the state of mind, a disposition towards adversity, towards others, and also towards yourself. What is your attitude in the face of adversity? What is your attitude in the face of conflict? What is your attitude about the members of your team? Are you always positive and energetic and excited and motivated? Do people see you as a person they can contact that's always going to have a balanced, even disposition? Well, there are some ways to improve our attitude. Let's outline those. First, always look on the bright side. Everyone deserves the benefit of the doubt, and you never know what another person may be going through. However, the greatest attitude we can have is one where we see the silver lining behind every dark cloud. Are you looking on the bright side in everything you do? Remember also that every problem is solvable. People exhibit negative attitudes oftentimes when they feel like they don't have any way around a problem. They then get defeated, they become frustrated, they become angry and blame others. But when you recognize that every problem is solvable, you discover that there is no reason to be angry or upset because there is a possible solution. And also remember that most relationships are salvageable. Therefore, it's great to have a positive attitude simply because there will be times when apologies are needed. There'll be times when bridges have to be gapped. There'll be times when relationships have to be restored. And since most relationships are salvageable, it's best to treat everyone with the utmost respect. That next chapter in our book, after attitude, there is fortitude. Yes, my friends, this is our strength and our courage, our stamina. If you read the autobiography of any great athlete, you'll see they had to endure hardships in order to rise to the top of their sport. Most businessmen had to endure setbacks prior to becoming great moguls in their industry. And you, yes, you will have to exude fortitude in order to rise as well. How is this accomplished, you might ask? Consider the GRIT formula. GRIT is simply our acronym that means growth, resistance, innovation, and trust. Every day we must grow in knowledge, in confidence, and in greatness. business, we must resist the urge to quit, the temptation to cut corners, and we must be innovative, create, think outside the box, develop new systems and new methods to help us succeed. And finally, we've got to trust. We've got to trust our training, our preparation, our team, and most of all, ourselves. Do you exhibit grit, my friends, on the job? Do you exhibit grit in the school? Do you exhibit grit in your home or professional life? I say that those who exhibit grit are writing a great chapter in their autobiographies. That next component of the next chapter of that autobiography reminds us of the chapter related to the multitude. This is simply our impact on the masses. It's necessary for all autobiographies to include an impact on other people. You think of it, when a person writes an autobiography and they publish it and place it in bookstores, they know that their popularity is going to cause so many books to sell. You see former presidents write autobiographies, athletes and celebrities do write autobiographies, and because they know that they've made an impact on the masses in some type of way, they know that many of them will purchase their book. Well, you don't have to be a celebrity or a former president or famous athlete in order to have an impact on the multitude, because every day we can help somebody. Ask yourself the question, who am I helping? Whose interests do I place above my own? What causes do I support? No matter how fascinating our stories, how incredible our mission, life always means more when other people are beneficiaries. The chapter, as it pertains to the multitude, should include time spent training others, sharing, caring, and learning how to make the world a better place. Think of how we feel during holiday seasons. We're cheerful and excited. We volunteer in numerous capacities. This is all done because we want to help somebody else. We have other people in mind when we're purchasing gifts and all the wonderful things that we do during that time, but it does not have to be confined to the holidays. We can help people every day of the year. That final chapter in our autobiography is one on solitude. Yes, my friends, our time alone plays a major role in our success. The question is, how do you spend your time alone? What do you do with your solitude? Mozart wrote symphonies. Picasso painted masterpieces. Hemingway wrote bestsellers, and Gates invented groundbreaking software. We can also do great things with our time alone, and it maximizes and increases us in more ways than one. Here are a few tips. First, read. Learn more about what interests you. Study those things and become more proficient at them. Exercise your gifts, your abilities. I always say, whatever you do best, do most. Then capitalize on every opportunity to advance and to grow, whether it be attending conferences, gaining mentorship, whatever that might be. Those things will help us advance. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.